Proverbs 4, beginning in verse number 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, just saying thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to open it up and to read it and hear really your voice, you speaking to us, your children. Lord, I pray that as we go through this passage of Scripture, and Lord, just draw some truths from it, may it be a help and an encouragement, edification to those that hear. Lord, I know it's probably not going to be anything new to those that are here, but Lord, if there is something that needs be said, Lord God, would you just make that clear and evident to me, your mouthpiece? Lord, if there is something that needs to be just said and then just moved on from, Lord, I pray you guide and direct in that as well. Lord, I pray that you'd open the ears of those that hear this evening, and Lord, give each and everyone a heart to receive and understand that which you have for them. Lord, we read the psalmist say that you have spread a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and Lord, you've given us your word to partake of, Lord, as for spiritual food, and may we do that on a daily basis. And Lord, may this time here just remind us of the importance of that time spent with you and your word and hearing your voice as we spend time in prayer and just walk with you. So Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct in this service and in this time now. I ask these things in your name. Amen. Diligent heart preparation. In the beginning of Proverbs chapter 4, we see a daily reminder from Dad here. And as you probably are, as most of you are aware of, that would be that the daddy here is Solomon, the wisest man apart from Christ that walked this earth. There was none like him before, and there was none like him afterwards. He truly, he was obviously very wise. And he was wise because of what he asked of God. But if we'll just note here, he also was wise in that he listened. All right? So in the first couple of verses of Proverbs chapter 4, we have a daily reminder. Hear ye children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. Parents, how many times do you have to tell your kids, hey, listen, pay attention. I'm trying to tell you something here. All right, listen, hear ye children the instruction and attend to no understanding. And for those of you that are starting out with the little itty bitties, it's coming. All right, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. There's a daily reminder there. And then verses 3 through 19, we see Grandpa's wise words. Verse 3, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me. So I'm sure that Grandpa David probably had that talk with Solomon. All right, hey, pay attention. Listen up. I've got something I want to share with you. Let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live. And this is where I believe that Solomon understood, I need wisdom, is this testimony right here. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. And I would encourage you just to read on down through verse number 19. You can see Grandpa David's wise words. So we have Daddy's daily reminder in those first couple of verses. We see Grandpa's wise words. And then the text that we read this evening, and that's where our focus is going to be, focus will be at, is a father's good doctrine. a father's good doctrine. If you remember, Solomon says, I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. And yes, we can read this as literally Solomon giving instruction to his son. But remember whose word this is and who is speaking through Solomon to pen these words. Solomon's heavenly father to him, our heavenly father to us. And here's some good doctrine, if you will. I'm going to give us three this evening, three orderly directives. All right, three orderly directives. I just want to just make mention here. It is wise to heed instruction. Again, consider the earthly author of this chapter. And may I ask you, did he listen to his father? Well, if we go back, I believe it's in 2 Kings, where we find Solomon. The Lord asked Solomon, what would you like? What can I give? What do you desire? And remember, Solomon could have said anything that he want. God would give it to him. But what does he ask for? Wisdom. And his reasoning was, I am as a little child. Do children know everything? They like to say they do. All right? They like to say they do. When you're talking, they come in and they say something before you finish, and it's like, well, okay, I guess you know what we're going to do. Bye. Have fun with trying to figure this one out, right? Sure that those of you that have had little ones or have little ones even now, you understand where that goes and how that goes. But you think Solomon listened to dad, listened to his father David, whereas he asked for wisdom, he asked God, wisdom of God, and God gave it to him. And the neat thing about that is he asked for wisdom, God gave him wisdom, and we understand that he was a wise man. But in James chapter 1, guess who can go to God for wisdom? And God gives it liberally. And the Bible says, he upbraideth not. And it's by faith unwavering. If any man lacked wisdom, let him ask of God. So guess who can do that? That's us. Now, we may not, no, we won't ever amass the knowledge and the wisdom that Solomon had in his time, but you know, we have everything that we need right here in this book. We've got everything that we need. So the encouragement there for us is listen to our father. Listen to him as he speaks. We talked even a little bit about this morning. And then Solomon reminds his son of this, and God is reminding this of us. So again, three orderly directives, the first of which is simply this. Receive instruction. That, if I can put it this way, all right, son, first things first. First things first. Let's look at verses 20 and 21 of our text this evening. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. So, son, first things first in receiving instruction, incline thine ear. Incline thine ear. Incline is simply to lean or to bend, to cause to stoop or bow, as to incline the head or the body in an act of reverence. Grandparents in here, those that are in here whose grandparents, as they got older, the voices kind of got a little bit quieter, but man, the wisdom, if you just sat and listened to your grandparents, if you got to know your grandparents, I understand not everybody got to know their grandparents, and perhaps some, maybe there wasn't a whole lot of wisdom there, but whether it's grandma, grandpa, or some grandpa-ly figure in your life that had wisdom for you, maybe they didn't shout it out, but you know what? If you sat down long enough, you would get something from them that would be helpful. You know, in a moment here, just remind me of something that you had mentioned a while back. There was a lady that you considered grandma in your life, wasn't it, Brother Cohan? And a positive influence on you. But there's those in your life that have been around the block a few times where they've got something to say. It's like, you want to listen in. You want to lean in and listen. Maybe get on the edge of your chair. Well, with God, how does God speak? How does His Spirit speak to us? Think of Elijah. God wasn't in the world or in the fire and in the lightning and all that took place on that mount. But how did God speak to Elijah? In that still, small voice. What do you think Elijah had to do? Incline his ear. So first things first, incline your ear. Bow down, humble yourself to receive instruction. In Proverbs chapter 2, Solomon gives that same directive. Chapter 2, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. And apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. When God says, listen, we need to listen. Incline thine ear. First things first. Secondly, let them not depart from thine eye, or from thine eyes. I put it this way. That's the viewing and the reviewing of instruction. Some of you have worked jobs where you have to follow a blueprint or some type of instructions so that the job, the task, whatever it is that you're working on, if it ever fails, or if you're trying to put something together, you have an approved plan. This is the plan that needs to be followed for, if it's blueprint, brilliant house, this house can be built and it can stand through any type of weather and it can stand for all of eternity or until an earthquake or something knocks it down. Or if your job requires you to follow some type of manual, whatever it might be. But whose job is it to review that manual, or to view that manual, read it through, and then review it again? Whose job is it to do that when it comes to the task that you're working on? Is it your responsibility, or is it responsibility of the guy next to your coworker or your superior, although they should know it, but whose responsibility is it to know that manual on the job that you're working? Well, it's got to be you. It's got to be me. We've got to understand and know what the manual, what it says. Review and review. Let them not depart from thine eyes. I know I don't have this. I wish I could say I had a photographic memory where I could see something and it's just imprinted in my mind and I come, and it's like whenever I want to bring it up, oh yeah, there it is, and file brought forward. You know how Windows works. Click, File Explorer. Oh man, where did I file that? I wish I had a photographic memory. But there are those who can look at something, and it just seems like they can walk away, look at it for just a few moments, walk away from it, and be perfectly fine. Whereas me, the job I used to work before working at the church, we had a way of doing things. Now, some guys did things that were this way over here, rather than the book was over here. And so it was trying to figure out, okay, who do I make happy today? Otherwise, it's probably not going to be a good day for me. But if I would find myself going, especially when I was new within the job, installing office furniture. If you ever had office furniture installed by me, I apologize. All right? But I'd constantly be going back, man, where does this screw goes where? This piece goes where? It's like, go back to the schematics. Because as soon as I see something, it seems like 5 seconds later, what was that again? Ugh. But let it not depart from thine eyes, the scriptures. View it, review it, the instruction that you're given. Proverbs 3 and verse 21, my son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. It's going to save your neck. All right, keep them. So back to chapter 4. First things first, receiving instruction. Incline thine ear. Let them not depart from this instruction. Incline thine ear. Let them not depart from thine eyes. And then keep them in the midst of thine heart. Just retaining it. It's just that holding on to it. If I could put it this way, that latching on to the Word of God. Instruction can save one from trouble, even destruction. So first things first, receive instruction. Starting out correctly, when it comes to when building a home or building a house, the foundation, it's a great place to make sure it's firm, that it's solid. And we have a firm foundation. His name is Jesus Christ, and we have His blueprint for our life. Receive instruction. Secondly, apply instruction. That's the putting it together. So first things first, incline, let it not depart. Keep it. Next, let's apply it. Let's put this together. Verses 22 through 25. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Let's apply that instruction. Keep thy heart with all diligence. We heard not too long ago about that word keep. That is to guard. That is to hold on to. Preserve it by taking great care. That's what it is to keep. Setting a guard upon the heart. And what is the responsibility of a guard? Or if I can put it this way, a term that we might be familiar with, you might think of, how about a watchman? What is the responsibility of a watchman or a guard? Let's go to Ezekiel. Keep a bookmark here in Proverbs chapter 4. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel 33. Next, we're going to look at a couple of passages in Ezekiel. We'll start with Ezekiel 33. The responsibility of a guard, or if we can put it this way, a watchman. Starting in verse 1 of Ezekiel 33, and again the Lord, word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set them for their watchmen, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So what was that watchman's responsibility? He was set in, my guess is probably in a tower or on a high wall or somewhere where he could see out across the land and that's around about whatever city that he is living in or that he is to be on watch for. His responsibility is to sound the alarm should trouble be coming. All right, and that was to help and let everyone know, hey, we need to prepare for a battle. We need to prepare for some hostile individual or whatever and be ready for that. But that was the watchman's responsibility, was to look out. Perhaps in some cases, he would have to physically do something, but he was to be there to warn. Hey, watch out. The enemy is coming. Now, it wouldn't probably be in an enemy is coming voice. It'd be, hey, the enemy is coming! Sounding the alarm. He'd be blowing his trumpet, letting everybody know. That is the responsibility of that watchman. Well, how about what happens if he doesn't take his job seriously? Oh, hey, look, the redcoats are coming. Go back and read his magazine or read his book. Maybe take a nap. Then what? He's not doing his job, not warning the people. Who's not prepared? Those that are inside those walls, inside that city. And may I say, defeat is right around the corner. Keep your heart. realize that, hey, we really do have an adversary, and he's seeking to devour whomever he can. We need to be sober, be vigilant, as the Bible tells us. If he fails to do his job, if the guard fails to do what his responsibility, obviously defeat is going to come. And if he doesn't take it seriously, well, then the scripture tells the blood, talking about this gentleman here, or whoever that watchman is, the blood is on his own, the blood of those people. That responsibility is, that tragedy is on him. Ezekiel had a responsibility that was given to him by God. In fact, he was considered a watchman. Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel 3, just quickly, let's look at that here. In Ezekiel 3 and verse number 17. Ezekiel 3 and verse 17. Lord God says unto Ezekiel, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. That was the man of God's responsibility. That was what Ezekiel's responsibility. Warn. To warn. So back in Proverbs chapter 4, keep that. So putting it all together, applying that instruction, keep your heart with all diligence. Guard it. Protect it. Put away, and this is verse number, let's see here, let me actually get back to chapter 4. Here we are. Verse 24, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Watch your speech. Just really watch your speech. Hey, don't, froward, somebody who's froward is one who's unyielding, who's ungovernable. That means he's not unteachable. He's ungovernable. Another definition, part of the definition is just simply disobedient. Disobedient. You have the instructions. You have what you know what you're supposed to do. But then it's, okay, sure, whatever. And then go about your business doing whatever you want to do. But put away froward mouth, perverse lips. Keep thine eyes right on. Thy eyelids look straight. Put your focus where it ought to be. What is that instruction? What have you been given? What specifically, what details are you supposed to hold on to? Keep your focus where it ought to be. So receive instruction first. That's the first things first. Applying the instruction, that's the putting it all together. And then continue in instruction. Now, son, let's get to it. And don't get distracted. How many times I've had to say that to my children? Don't get distracted. Because it's, all right. Ooh, shiny thing. No, right here. Ooh, shiny thing. No, right here. It's like, whoop, focus, right here. In the zone, daddy's eyes, right here, right? Oh, shiny, then daddy. Oh, shiny thing. No. Oh, that's where the kids get it from. Get to it and don't be distracted. Verse 26, ponder, consider, think. Ponder the path of thy feet. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and what's the promise? He shall direct thy paths. Ponder the path of thy feet. Consider, am I where God wants me to be? Because, consider the consequences if you're not. May I encourage you today, be prudent. I mentioned that this morning. When I think of somebody who's prudent, it's somebody that's looking ahead, that's planning and preparing for what's to come in the future. Proverbs 14:15 says, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Can I put it another way to us, for us this evening? Don't be double-minded. James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Double-minded man is, I've got this over here, I got this over here, let's try to get both these done and make sure we please everybody. You find yourself stressing out quite a bit rather than, all right, Lord, help me prioritize. Help me get this done in an order that would be beneficial to all, but obviously in the end, you would be glorified in it. Don't be double-minded. Wisely set your feet. Consider what God's word says as we talk about when making an important decision, important or major decision. And then if you don't have a clear answer, if God's word doesn't spell it out in black and white for you, what clues or what principles can we see in God's word that'll help us come to an answer? Ponder the path of thy feet. Turn not to the right nor to the left. What do you know God's word says? If God says something is evil, steer clear of it. Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12 say the exact same thing. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Consider the consequences of where your feet are and the direction you can walk. For those of you for those in here that have built houses, measurements are crucial. And it doesn't necessarily have to be building a house, but it could be building whatever you're building. Measurements are crucial. Angles are crucial. You want something to be 90 degrees? And how many houses do you find that are exactly, everything is 90 degrees, everything is squared up? But even if you take a line, and if you put it onto the, if you want to go walk to the back door, hey, let's put a line down to the back door. Well, let's say you're not worried about, hey, my line is going straight out the back door, but it might be off just slightly. You'll get to that back door, but if you keep on walking, you realize that you veered off much further than you intended to. Think about where your feet are. Ponder the path of thy feet. And how do we know where to go? Well, again, it's found right here in the Word of God. Receive instruction, the first things first. Apply instruction, put it all together, and then continue in instruction. Get to it and don't get distracted. Let's go to James chapter 1. It's going to be done here in just a moment. James chapter 1, and we're also going to go to Matthew 7. Let's go to James chapter 1 first. We need to be hearers, but not hearers only, but doers of the Word of God. James 1:22. But be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The word of God is like a glass. It's like looking into that mirror, and it reveals to us the, ooh, that's not so good. That needs to be changed. Lord God, help. It reveals that to us. And then it even reveals to us, hey, we're doing what's right here. Keep it up. Hearers and doers. And then Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. These are the final words of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. We looked at a part of that this morning. But the Word of God, if I can put it this way as you turn, the Word of God has the words of life, physically and spiritually speaking. Jesus said, in verse 24 of Matthew 7, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. What do we do with the daily reminder to attend to the Word of God, to attend to the instruction of the Father? What do we do about get wisdom, get understanding? Wisdom is the principal thing. What do we do about the wise words? And then what do we do about the good doctrine that's from the Father? Do we receive it? Do we apply it? Do we then continue in it? Or do we just, well, that's nice, but I think I got this handled. I got this figured out. Are we being diligently and prudently preparing our hearts properly by observing and following our God-given instruction manual and blueprints for this life? Because remember, diligent heart preparation starts right here. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise your name for this evening and for this time we're able to be in your word. I thank you that you have given to us the instruction manual for life. You've given us the blueprints by which we are to order our lives. Lord, would you help us to follow those, to obey the instructions that you give us? Lord, those directions, may we follow them wholly and completely. Because really, Heavenly Father, you are to be obeyed completely. Lord, I pray that if there is any in here that may just need to rededicate just to a daily walk and just taking heed and applying and continuing in those daily reminders and that good doctrine that we find in your word, if today is just a time just to rededicate ourselves to back to that, Lord, would you work in that way? If there's something else you've spoken to those that are here about, Lord, would you work and deal in us as you see fit? Lord, I pray you bless this time of invitation. I ask these things in your name. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this evening. The piano is going to play and the altar is going to be open. We're just going to have a brief time of invitation here. And I would encourage you to use the altar or even use your chair right there as an altar. If the Lord has spoken to you about anything regarding receiving instruction and living for Him, I encourage you to let the Lord speak and deal with that as He sees fit.